From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Police in Cobb County, Georgia, say three people were killed in a shooting at a truck rental business in suburban Atlanta today. At least two others were hurt. Police say the lone gunman is in custody. The State Department is denying any U.S. involvement in the bombing and assassination today of an Iranian nuclear scientist in Tehran. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
According to state-controlled media, 50-year-old Masoud Ali Mohammadi was killed when a bomb-rigged motorcycle exploded outside his home in Tehran. The bomb apparently was triggered remotely. Mohammadi was described as a professor of nuclear physics at Tehran University. Iran's government blamed an armed opposition group known as the Mujahideen-e Khalq for the killing. Pro-government media claimed the U.S. and Israel were behind the attack. A State Department spokesman said any charges of U.S. involvement are absurd. Just what Mohammadi's connection was to Iran's nuclear program is not clear. Officials in Tehran said he had no link with Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, which runs the nuclear program. Mohammadi is also believed to have signed a letter earlier this year supporting the opposition movement that has challenged Iran's government since the disputed presidential election last spring. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
Mexican police have captured one of the most wanted drug traffickers in the country. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Teodoro Garcia Simantal, known as El Teo, was the former top hitman for the Tijuana cartel. Early this morning, dozens of Mexican police and soldiers stormed an upscale neighborhood in the city of La Paz in Baja California and arrested Garcia Simantal. El Teo had recently split from the Tijuana cartel and, according to Mexican officials, was running his own drug smuggling operation. El Teo had a reputation for being one of the most violent enforcers in Mexico. He oversaw El Pozolero, the soup maker who confessed to dissolving 300 bodies in vats of acid. The arrest of El Teo comes on the heels of the Mexican government killing the head of the rival Beltran Leyva cartel and capturing his brother. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
The nation's trade deficit soared in November. Higher consumer and manufacturer demand pushed up imports to their highest level in nearly a year. Exports were also up. The trade gap grew by just under 10% to $36.4 billion as oil prices moved higher. Economists see the November trade figures as more evidence the U.S. economy is emerging from the worst recession since the Great Depression. A Delta spokesperson says the crew of a Northwest Airlines flight asked that authorities meet their plane when it landed in Detroit because of a disturbance involving four passengers. Details were not provided, but the spokesperson said no one was hurt. The incident comes just weeks after the Christmas Day attempted bombing on a Northwest flight. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 37 points to 10,626, and the Nasdaq is down 32 to 2281. This is NPR. Turkey is demanding an apology from Israel today over what it calls discourteous treatment of its ambassador. The flare-up further escalates tensions between the two regional powers on the eve of a visit by the Israeli defense minister. Turkey is an important ally of Israel and in the past has worked to solidify contacts between the Arab world and the Jewish state. Turkey's foreign ministry says Israel's deputy minister tried to slight Turkey's ambassador during yesterday's meeting to protest a Turkish TV drama that portrayed Israeli diplomats as players in a child abduction ring. Longtime TV news anchor Dan Rather has apparently lost his $70 million breach of contract lawsuit against CBS, his former network. New York State's highest court ruled he had no right to appeal an earlier decision against him. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Dan Rather spent decades as a high-profile CBS reporter and then anchor of the CBS Evening News, but left the anchor's chair and then the network under a cloud after his role in the now infamous 60 Minutes Wednesday story on President George W. Bush's military service record. The story, broadcast during the heat of the 2004 presidential campaign, was ultimately retracted in full. Rather sued in 2007, saying his contract entitled him to remain a visible presence on 60 Minutes and other news shows once he left the evening news, but he rarely appeared. Rather was also intent on seeking proof that political considerations drove the network's reaction to the story on President Bush. In September, a lower appeals court unanimously ruled against him. On Tuesday, the New York Court of Appeals denied his right to appeal further. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
Investigators are looking into a chemical leak at a Texas natural gas processing plant. The accident killed one worker. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.